理课堂听 class.com
Part 3 Listening Strategy Weather Report 1 Detecting Weather Words Task 1 Study the following groups of weather words first, then listen to the tape and fill in the blanks with the words in the list.
1. The flag flapped gently in the breeze.
2. The old tree was blown down in a gale.
3. The approaching tornado made people frightened.
4. It's cold, damp, windy, and foggy, even in August.
5. He felt gloomy with the overcast sky.
6. A light drizzle had started by the time we left.
7. The annual precipitation of the area is 4.5 inches.
8. Hail is frozen raindrops which fall as hard balls of ice.
9. Hurricanes occur frequently in Taiwan.
10. It's freezing cold outside. The temperature is minus 18 degrees Celsius.
11. Meteorology is the scientific study of weather conditions.
12. The grass and trees were white with frost.
13. Two skiers were killed in last week's avalanche.
14. Sleet is snow mixed with rain, which falls when the weather is very cold.
15. We got stuck in the mountains during a blizzard that night.
16. The most pressing environmental issues are deforestation and global warming.
17. A sandstorm is a storm in the desert in which sand is blown around by strong winds.
18. El Niño develops very rapidly from April to May and reaches its greatest intensity during June.
19. A drought is a long period of dry weather when there is not enough water for plants and animals to live.
20. Only a few countries in the world, the United States included, still use the Fahrenheit scale to measure temperatures. Other countries now use the Celsius scale. Task 2. Listen to the following weather reports and fill in the blanks with what you hear.
1. High pressure is expected to bring a mainly dry week to the northeast with moderating temperatures. The northern plains will also gradually warm after having a chilly weekend.
2. Monday's weather will set the tone for the rest of the week, with heavy downpours across many parts of the UK.
3. Thunderstorms are always accompanied by lightning and may produce damaging and dangerous weather such as tornadoes, hail, high winds, and heavy rain.
4. This is a typical time for many locations in the northeast to receive their first frost. Temperatures will also be low Tuesday night as high pressure moves over the region, bringing light winds.
5. A high pressure system will maintain clear skies over the province of Quebec tonight and should thus allow temperatures to drop near the freezing mark over some regions. Mist is also expected in most areas.
6. William Gray, head of the Tropical Meteorology Project at Colorado State University, expects a finish to this year's unusually active hurricane season, which has smashed Florida with 4 deadly storms since mid-August.
7. Tropical storm Miari has killed at least 19 people in Japan as it cut a wide swathe through the nation, causing floods, triggering deadly landslides, and forcing about 10,000 people to flee their homes.
8. Weather officials say it's been a relatively wet summer from the Texas-New Mexico border to Big Bend National Park, and precipitation this year and last year has been above average. Task 3. Look at the following weather forecasts and listen to the tape. As you're listening, put the forecasts in the correct order.
1. It will be mostly clear today with a high temperature of 26 Celsius and a low overnight of 11. Winds will be strong out of the north-northeast at 11 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be a comfortable 56%.
2. It will be partly cloudy today with a high temperature of 25 Celsius and low overnight of 15. Winds will be light out of the southwest at 5 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be a comfortable 54%.
3. It will be partly cloudy today with a high temperature of 25 Celsius and low overnight of 13. Winds will be light out of the east-southeast at 4 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be a comfortable 54%.
4. It will be partly cloudy today with a high temperature of 10 Celsius and low overnight of minus 4. Winds will be light out of the northwest at 5 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be a comfortable 63%.
5. It will be mostly sunny today with a warm high temperature of 32 Celsius and low overnight of 23. Winds will be out of the northeast at 9 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be 43%.
6. It will be clear today with a warm high temperature of 35 Celsius and low overnight of 27. Winds will be out of the west-southwest at 8 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be 43%.
7. It will be mostly sunny today with a high temperature of 30 Celsius and low overnight of 22. Winds will be strong out of the north-northeast at 18 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be 30%.
8. It will be clear today with a high temperature of 23 Celsius and low overnight of 15. Winds will be strong out of the north-northeast at 13 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be a comfortable 50%.
9. It will be cloudy today with a high temperature of 17 Celsius and low overnight of 3. Winds will be strong out of the east at 15 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be 36%.
10. It will be cloudy today with a high temperature of 7 Celsius and low overnight of minus 8. Winds will be out of the south-southwest at 8 kilometers per hour, and the relative humidity will be a comfortable 54%. Part 4. Extensive listening. Task 1. Listen to the following tape and do the exercises below. Teen smoking. 1. Listen to the following passage and decide whether the statements below are true or false. Do you smoke? Have you ever stopped to think about how smoking is affecting your body and your life? Most teens are aware that people who smoke can get lung cancer and eventually die. But many don't know about all of the bad things that smoking can do to them right now. Nearly 4 million adolescents in the United States smoke cigarettes. Each day, about 6,000 young people try a cigarette, and more than 3,000 of these young people become regular smokers. That's more than 1 million new smokers a year. Of all young people in the United States who are currently younger than age 18, more than 5 million will die prematurely from a smoking-related disease. Teens smoke for many reasons, not just one. Peer pressure, stress, lack of positive role models, and low self-esteem are among some of the reasons. Most teens today do know that smoking is bad, but they don't know how addictive nicotine is. Kids believe they can quit down the road, but by the time they are mature enough to realize the habit is nasty, expensive, and harmful, they are unfortunately already hooked. Several studies have found nicotine to be addictive in ways similar to those of heroin, cocaine, and alcohol. The transition from experimentation to dependence occurs just as frequently among young smokers as it does among users of cocaine and heroin. But young people tend to underestimate the addictiveness of nicotine.
Smokeless tobacco use among young people is a continuing problem. Data from recent school-based surveys indicate that about one in every five male students in 9th through 12th grades uses smokeless tobacco. Smokeless tobacco can cause gum disease and cancer of the mouth. Starting smoking at an early age greatly increases the risk of lung cancer. A person's risk for most other smoking-related cancers also rises with the length of time that a person smokes. Among adults, cigarette smoking causes heart disease and strokes. Studies have shown that early signs of these diseases can be found in adolescents who smoke. Teenage smokers suffer from shortness of breath almost three times as often as teens who don't smoke. Teen smoking is often an early warning sign of future problems. Teens who smoke are three times as likely as non-smokers to use alcohol, eight times as likely to use marijuana, and 22 times as likely to use cocaine. Smoking is also associated with numerous other risky behaviours, including fighting and having unprotected sex.
2. Listen to the passage again and fill in the missing words or phrases. Do you smoke? Have you ever stopped to think about how smoking is affecting your body and your life? Most teens are aware that people who smoke can get lung cancer and eventually die. But many don't know about all of the bad things that smoking can do to them right now. Nearly 4 million adolescents in the United States smoke cigarettes. Each day, about 6,000 young people try a cigarette, and more than 3,000 of these young people become regular smokers. That's more than 1 million new smokers a year. Of all young people in the United States who are currently younger than age 18, more than 5 million will die prematurely from a smoking-related disease. Teens smoke for many reasons, not just one: peer pressure, stress, lack of positive role models, and low self-esteem are among some of the reasons. Most teens today do know that smoking is bad, but they don't know how addictive nicotine is. Kids believe they can quit down the road, but by the time they are mature enough to realize the habit is nasty, expensive, and harmful, they are unfortunately already hooked. Several studies have found nicotine to be addictive in ways similar to those of heroin, cocaine, and alcohol. The transition from experimentation to dependence occurs just as frequently among young smokers as it does among users of cocaine and heroin. But young people tend to underestimate the addictiveness of nicotine.
Smokeless tobacco use among young people is a continuing problem. Data from recent school-based surveys indicate that about one in every five male students in 9th through 12th grades uses smokeless tobacco. Smokeless tobacco can cause gum disease and cancer of the mouth. Starting smoking at an early age greatly increases the risk of lung cancer. A person's risk for most other smoking-related cancers also rises with the length of time that a person smokes. Among adults, cigarette smoking causes heart disease and strokes. Studies have shown that early signs of these diseases can be found in adolescents who smoke. Teenage smokers suffer from shortness of breath almost 3 times as often as teens who don't smoke. Teen smoking is often an early warning sign of future problems. Teens who smoke are 3 times as likely as non-smokers to use alcohol, 8 times as likely to use marijuana, and 22 times as likely to use cocaine. Smoking is also associated with numerous other risky behaviours, including fighting and having unprotected sex.
Task 2. Listen to the tape and do the following exercises. Youth violence in the US. 1. Listen to the following passage and write down the answers to the questions below.
The United States may be more aware today of youth violence than ever before. Government statistics show a steady increase in youth violent crime. The numbers are reflected in the frightening reports of violent incidents across the country. Most of the concern about violence has focused on major cities, where violence tends to be more common and more visible. Yet no community is free from violence. Though violent acts in suburbs, small towns, and rural areas may not be as severe as in urban areas, they exist. And unless those communities address the problem before it worsens, they too could face the crisis that now bothers urban areas. Many researchers trace violence to dramatic changes in families. The disintegration of the family is a major root of the crisis. Problems generally begin early in the family. Parents, who may be overburdened and self-absorbed, fail to give their children the nurture, guidance, and control they need early in life to help them develop compassion, establish a sense of justice, and learn boundaries. One survey shows that youth who don't engage in violence are more likely to spend time at home, have a positive family environment, feel that their parents are approachable, and have parents with standards of conduct.
A lack of support and control from home is combined in many cases with physical abuse. The relevant data show a significant relationship between physical abuse and involvement in violence. Kids are now being raised by more and more disturbed parents. And this lack of parenting results in misshapen personalities. As a consequence, these youth are left emotionally devastated, self-centered, angry, and alienated. The influence of the media on violent behavior is hotly debated. Media expert George Comstock believes that media violence does have a significant impact on antisocial behavior. Social philosopher Myriam Midzian is more forceful. He says, by the time American kids are 18 years old, they have watched 26,000 murders on television alone. It is contrary to common sense to think you can create such a culture and not have any effects. Television violence affects youngsters of all ages and both genders. Even more alarming, perhaps, is his finding that parents who grew up watching violent television are more likely to use violence in their own parenting. 2. Listen again and fill in the following chart to work out the outline of the passage.
The United States may be more aware today of youth violence than ever before. Government statistics show a steady increase in youth violent crime. The numbers are reflected in the frightening reports of violent incidents across the country. Most of the concern about violence has focused on major cities, where violence tends to be more common and more visible. Yet no community is free from violence. Though violent acts in suburbs, small towns, and rural areas may not be as severe as in urban areas, they exist. And unless those communities address the problem before it worsens, they too could face the crisis that now bothers urban areas. Many researchers trace violence to dramatic changes in families. The disintegration of the family is a major root of the crisis. Problems generally begin early in the family. Parents, who may be overburdened and self-absorbed, fail to give their children the nurture, guidance, and control they need early in life to help them develop compassion, establish a sense of justice, and learn boundaries. One survey shows that youth who don't engage in violence are more likely to spend time at home, have a positive family environment, feel that their parents are approachable, and have parents with standards of conduct.
A lack of support and control from home is combined in many cases with physical abuse. The relevant data show a significant relationship between physical abuse and involvement in violence. Kids are now being raised by more and more disturbed parents, and this lack of parenting results in misshapen personalities. As a consequence, these youth are left emotionally devastated, self-centered, angry, and alienated. The influence of the media on violent behavior is hotly debated. Media expert George Comstock believes that media violence does have a significant impact on antisocial behavior. Social philosopher Myriam Midzian is more forceful. He says, by the time American kids are 18 years old, they have watched 26,000 murders on television alone. It is contrary to common sense to think you can create such a culture and not have any effects. Television violence affects youngsters of all ages and both genders. Even more alarming, perhaps, is his finding that parents who grew up watching violent television are more likely to use violence in their own parenting. Unit 2, Gender and Culture. Part 1, Communication Skills. Making Apologies. Task 2, listen to the following passages and do the exercises below. A cheap apology. 1, listen to the following passage twice and then fill in the blanks with appropriate words.
Did something like this ever happen to you during childhood? You did something bad. Let's say you made fun of a classmate. The teacher called home and told your parents. When you got home that day, they told you that you had to apologize to the other child. But you were not sorry. You did not feel you did anything wrong, so you refused to apologize. Yet, in the end, your parents made you call that kid and lie to him. Tell him you were sorry. This is what I call a cheap apology. It's worth nothing. Yet there are still plenty of them being passed around. Cheap apologies are 1, dishonest, 2, insincere, and 3, given without a feeling of remorse or responsibility. Most people can see right through a cheap apology, and as a result, there is no forgiveness because the apology has not been sincere. The right apology, however, will release resentment and cause all people involved to feel better. Apologizing is so important because without one, the person hurt will not forget, and that resentment will stay with the relationship. The big mistake people make when apologizing is trying to avoid their share of the blame. They either blame someone else or make excuses for themselves. No matter what you say with a cheap apology, no matter how much you validate the other person's feelings, if your apology comes with an excuse, then the rest counts for nothing.
2. Listen to the passage once more and then answer the following questions.
Did something like this ever happen to you during childhood? You did something bad. Let's say you made fun of a classmate. The teacher called home and told your parents. When you got home that day, they told you that you had to apologize to the other child. But you were not sorry. You did not feel you did anything wrong, so you refused to apologize. Yet, in the end, your parents made you call that kid and lie to him, tell him you were sorry. This is what I call a cheap apology. It's worth nothing. Yet there are still plenty of them being passed around. Cheap apologies are 1. Dishonest, 2. Insincere, and 3. Given without a feeling of remorse or responsibility. Most people can see right through a cheap apology, and as a result, there is no forgiveness because the apology has not been sincere. The right apology, however, will release resentment and cause all people involved to feel better. Apologizing is so important because without one, the person hurt will not forget, and that resentment will stay with the relationship. The big mistake people make when apologizing is trying to avoid their share of the blame. They either blame someone else or make excuses for themselves. No matter what you say with a cheap apology, no matter how much you validate the other person's feelings, if your apology comes with an excuse, then the rest counts for nothing.
3. Listen to the following passage twice and then answer the questions below. The words given are for your reference. An eye for an eye. Somebody upsets you and never offered an apology. This annoys you and you think, well, if she or he can do it to me, then I can do it to him or her too. We often validate our actions this way. But should you really hurt somebody simply because they hurt you? That behavior validates their actions. You've now opened a pathway to acceptance of this type of action. Do you really feel this type of action is acceptable? Obviously you don't, or you wouldn't have been upset by it in the first place. The fact another person didn't apologize for their action does not mean you should do the same thing to teach them a lesson. There is only one thing worth doing. Talk. Say you are upset and explain why. If the other person still doesn't understand or feels an apology isn't in order, then accept they have different values than you do and reassess your relationship with them. If you feel an apology is expected, but that you really aren't in a position to offer one, speak to the person involved. Explain you understand you've upset them in some way and you are sorry for that, but explain also that you don't understand what has upset them or why they feel you are to blame. Perhaps when you see the situation from their viewpoint, you will understand it and feel able to offer an apology. Or perhaps the other person will understand that you are not entirely to blame. Again, in all cases, don't lash out, pass the buck, or offer a cheap apology. Instead, simply explain your situation. Somebody upsets you and never offered an apology. This annoys you and you think, well, if she or he can do it to me, then I can do it to him or her too. We often validate our actions this way. But should you really hurt somebody simply because they hurt you? That behavior validates their actions. You've now opened a pathway to acceptance of this type of action. Do you really feel this type of action is acceptable? Obviously you don't, or you wouldn't have been upset by it in the first place. The fact another person didn't apologize for their action does not mean you should do the same thing to teach them a lesson. There is only one thing worth doing. Talk. Say you are upset and explain why. If the other person still doesn't understand or feels an apology isn't in order, then accept they have different values than you do and reassess your relationship with them. If you feel an apology is expected, but that you really aren't in a position to offer one, speak to the person involved. Explain you understand you've upset them in some way, and you are sorry for that, but explain also that you don't understand what has upset them or why they feel you are to blame. Perhaps when you see the situation from their viewpoint, you will understand it and feel able to offer an apology. Or perhaps the other person will understand that you are not entirely to blame. Again, in all cases, don't lash out, pass the buck, or offer a cheap apology. Instead, simply explain your situation.